You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Fit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Fit Radio here on EPN, your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today we're joined by Dr. Marco Ferrucci, who is a very busy doctor. He is one of the first to use the FDA-cleared softwave therapy in his Regenerate Softwave Therapy in Hoboken and Cedar Grove, New Jersey practices, plus in Staten Island, New York. Dr. Marco is also a renowned chiropractor as well. Dr. Ferrucci, thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. I'm really excited to share some great information.
And of course, we're certainly looking forward to hearing from you in all regards. So for starters, tell us, Dr. Marco, owning and treating patients in one clinic is an amazing accomplishment, but you're doing this at two different locations. Talk to us about that.
Absolutely. So my first business, I opened it up with my cousin, Dr. Tim Lyons. We both are chiropractors, and we opened the Chiropractic Source, which is in Cedar Grove, New Jersey. And that was opened up about 11 years ago, 2009. So that was our first practice. We do corrective chiropractic care, where we do a rehabilitative program on every person's spine to restore the proper posture and spinal positions. So that was our first kind of go at, you know, treating patients and helping people with their lives. But then about a year and a half ago, a little bit less than that, we brought in a new soft wave therapy device. It helps to regenerate soft tissue injury. We brought that into our office, and we really feel like it's been such a powerful combination to have the soft tissue regeneration with the structural corrective care. And then, you know, we love that machine so much, we actually ended up getting a second one and opened up our first location of Regenerate Soft Wave Therapy, which is in Hoboken, New Jersey. And that's where we're also using the soft wave therapy machine, but solely the soft wave therapy machine. We're not using the chiropractic care in that facility. So, but we've been really seeing some amazing success with patients, not just making them feel better, but start getting their body to wake up and heal at the level that they're supposed to. So it's been really rewarding over the past 11 years to be able to help the patients that we have in the way that we can.
I bet, and it certainly gets you up ready to go every morning with that in mind. Now, how does the Chiropractic Source complement Regenerate Softwave Therapy? Get into those details.
Yeah, so that's a really powerful question, because when you want to think about pain, you got to think about pain being driven by multiple ways. You know, one way it could be is that the structure of the body or the structure of a joint might not be in the optimal position. So that's one way your body could have some pain. But then the other way your body could have some pain is due to chronic inflammation, chronic stress and strain on the muscles and ligaments due to either abnormal structural position or injury. So when you take a chiropractic standpoint with the soft tissue rehab standpoint, now you have the best of both worlds, where you're getting people structurally, you're improving their structure to allow their body to function better, and you're allowing their body to heal the soft tissue injury. So you're really turning them into a powerful, healing person.
Yeah, another question for you, Dr. Marco. Does your patients tend to visit you for both types of health and wellness services?
So some do take advantage of both, you know, and we actually entice them, or we try to tell them that it actually is better and more beneficial for them to take a structural standpoint and a soft tissue rehabilitative standpoint as well. So some do come in and do a combination of both, where there are some percentage of the people that they don't have the interest in doing the structural part, but they absolutely have the interest of doing the soft tissue. So we do have both demographics coming in, but we do promote taking a structural standpoint and a soft tissue regenerative standpoint, so that they get the best of both worlds, and they're really not finding that combination of care in other practitioners' offices.
And certainly leaving you unique in the space for sure. Today we're joined by Dr. Marco Ferrucci, one of the first to use the FDA-cleared softwave therapy in his Regenerate Softwave Therapy practices in Hoboken and Cedar Grove, New Jersey. also in Staten Island, New York, here on Enterprise Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, shifting gears a little bit here, when it comes to running both businesses or practices, what is your overall strategy with this?
So, I mean, I wouldn't be able to do it without my business partner. I mean, he has been crucial in allowing me to spread my wings a little further. So he actually is more in control of the chiropractic end and allows me to take a little bit more control of the regenerate softway therapy, soft tissue rehabilitative aspect. So, you know, I do half of my days in our chiropractic office in Cedar Grove, and then I do the other half of the day in Hoboken as well. So having a great partner and having a partner that allows me to separate from the office but not lose the office feel has been powerful and allows me to spread that. But I am just extremely passionate about health and wellness. And I love to help people. I've always been somebody that has wanted to help people, even at a young age. So for me, it's almost easy for me to do this. But obviously, I have to spread my time correctly. But I just have so much love and passion for helping others that me having to run around and go to office, it's kind of exhilarating to me. So some people might not like that for themselves, but for me, you know, the more people that I could treat, the more people I could introduce this technology and this type of care to, the more drive it gives me.
I can certainly understand that, and being passionate about what you do is really important, and that certainly is coming out in your message here and your visit with us here today. Now, backing up just a little bit here, when did you actually know you wanted to be a doctor? Talk to us about that.
So that, I mean, that could date back far. So, like, I had an unfortunate situation where I had lost my father to heart disease at a very young age. I was 9 months old. So not that at 9 months I decided to be a doctor, but being 9 months old and losing a parent, you know, I had a single mother, although I had great sisters and aunts that also helped aid in the development of my life. But like when I started to understand kind of health and wellness and how I could impact other people's lives, I kind of retrospectively thought about myself of like, I would hate for somebody to live a life like I do or I did without having a strong male figure in my life. So that kind of drove me to like really want to understand health and wellness and how to prevent people from having to deal with heart disease and cancer and diabetes and all that stuff. And I was never somebody that really loved medication and I'm more of a holistic minded practitioner versus somebody that is more about medicine and drugs and stuff like that. So for me, being a medical doctor, although I did have an idea or I did have a thought that I wanted to be a pediatrician because I love children, but I didn't vibe with the medical standpoint. So when I learned about chiropractic, it grabbed my heart. You know, I loved it. It made sense to me. That I was able to help people transform their lives without having to resort to a medicine or a surgery. So once I learned that, I was about a sophomore in college. I went full speed, like from William Patterson, where I did my undergrad, to Life University in Georgia, where I started to do my chiropractic. And then I'm just a forever learner. I've done postgraduate studies in so many different things, and I'm always trying to educate myself. Because I have a standpoint that I want to make sure that if somebody's in front of me, I have the ability to help them or guide them in some way. So that is really where kind of my passion comes from, because I want to make sure that everybody feels confident that they're in the right place and that I can help them. And if I can't help them, I'm going to guide them and send them to somebody that can.
Dr. Marco, really do appreciate what you do in the space and for taking a moment to be with us here today. In regards to business, if you don't mind, offer one business tip to anyone in the health wellness field who would like to open a new practice. I'm sure listeners would appreciate your feedback there.
Okay, excellent. Well, you kind of touched on it a little bit before where you want to make sure that you are focused and you love what you do. So the number one thing is make sure that you choose a career that you wake up in the morning and you're excited about. Because I actually teach – I'm an adjunct professor at William Patterson University, and I teach kinesiology students. And I teach them, and that's one of the first things I always tell them is make sure that you're here because you per personally want to do this, not because somebody else is telling you to do this. And once you have that passion and that love inside, I don't care if you're selling, you know, pencils on a street corner. If you have the passion for it, you're going to be successful at it. So I always try to, you know, get my students and get other entrepreneurs that I speak with to understand their value and understand what is the passion that they have to drive them. Because when you have passion behind it, most people are going to jump on board what you have to offer. And you know, I'm somebody that's less of a salesman and more of an educator. So I don't like people when they come with more of a sales standpoint of like trying to get them to buy into the chiropractic or buy into the TRT or whatever they're trying to do. I want somebody that really loves what they do, teaches their clients or their patients or whoever they're seeing in a way that they truly care about them. And it's not about whether that person buys a package or does the treatment. It's more about making sure that person is clear on what's going on and how that person is going to be helped by you.
Dr. Marco, a pleasure to have had you with us. And again, we really appreciate it. It's been inspirational and motivational as well, your story, your journey, and what you've got going on. Dr. Marco, in regards to your practices and also the therapy, the soft wave therapy, where can listeners get all the details accordingly there online?
Sure. So for Regenerate Soft Wave Therapy, our website would be the best starting point. So that's regeneratesWT.com. For information about our chiropractic office, they could go to our website, which is thechiropracticsource.com. We are also on social media on both Instagram and Facebook, The Chiropractic Source on Facebook and Instagram, and Regenerate Softwave Therapy on Facebook and Regenerate_SWT on Instagram. So those are the two locations for our businesses. And, you know, we're excited and motivated to help you in whatever way that we could.
Again, Dr. Marco, we thank you for your time and for joining us here today on EPN. Certainly was our pleasure.
Thank you so much.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Dr. Marco Ferrucci, one of the first to use the FDA-cleared softwave therapy in his Regenerate softwave therapy practices in Hoboken and Cedar Grove, New Jersey, as well as Staten Island, New York. And for all the details, visit regeneratesWT.com or thechiropracticsource.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.